All right, hello everybody. Welcome to
we can get it.
Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast.
Gin and thing lettuce.
That's, I promise you, all the words are going to come out of my mouth.
Lettuce here.
My name is Melissa.
My name is Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
I'm Angel.
Thankfully in the building.
We want to thank our sponsors,
ShipStation and MasterClass.
You'll hear more about them later on in the episode. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I know last week y'all seemed to, you know, I'm a little bit discombobulated today, but it's okay. We're going to get it together.
Boom, boom.
Get it together.
We have, it's for some of y'all, we're not going to end this without telling y'all for real, for real. But this is y'all pre-warning that we're telling y'all we are going to end it.
They're still saying don't end it?
No, someone was like, is it over? Why are they giving us the episode
check,
that we
come
got?
Come check in July, see if a new episode is up. In August and September.
Yeah, we gave y'all the end date.
Y'all, it's been years now.
It'll be over.
Stuff ends. Your favorite TV show, it is.
It sucks. Our episodes have gotten better since we announced it.
1,000%. Oh, I'm sorry. Like the last 6 episodes of Seinfeld was heat.
We going to go out on a banger. We're going to go out on a banger.
On top. That's the only way to do it. I was trying to figure out the live reschedule. Let me tell y'all. I'm about to tell y'all right now. We got ads all the way through May.
There you go.
That means you're going to see us in May.
All of May.
Okay. Let me go to June.
Let one of them cancel.
We got ads all the way through June 17th.
Okay, guys.
That's the last episode.
That's longer than I thought. I'm not going to lie to you.
And we should take all the furniture out and look around like the Fresh Prince.
That week of the June 17th, that's it. That's the week after that, I'm going to be on.
We're going to stay in the last episode. Wallpaper, yeah. Come down.
Y'all, it was a good time. How do I?
It will be in Mexico the next week, and then it's a dark.
We will not. To what we used to have. Listen to that song.
I'm sorry.
The good times, and it's like noom dot slash. That made us laugh.
Stephen Curry.
You gave me brandy.
Josh, find a way to make us disappear one by one. Marcus went on to get another old school. Angel booked the television show.
You remember that? Shut up.
You shut up. Angel booked a television show. Hey, yo. Lisa became an international speaker all over the world. Yes. Kevin did more podcasts.
Well, we let the Bald and Beautiful go, and Kevin is doing 6 more in its place.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
We let it go so Kevin could rest and do 6 more.
Exactly. That song that all the BET movies ended on.
It was Why just go get an old school though?
Because that's where you would be the happiest.
Everybody else.
Martin's just opening the hood. I like this one.
Eddie Winslow. It's Winslow.
F-150s, man. I'd be wanting one, Marcus, but I know the drive train look. Man, there's one right over here. They only move it on street sweeping days. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it ran. But that dog on gear shift,
it's
still a country bumpkin.
You got
the slam that clutch. Dude, I thought about converting my Mustang over to a 4-speed so many times.
This is a thing that can be done.
Yeah.
You just got to rip that tranny out.
Yeah.
You can convert it?
Absolutely.
Swapping the engine?
Mm-hmm. Not the engine, just the transmission.
Oh, I thought you were just
not
saying
even
something
forward.
Funny.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
You just swap out the transmission.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, you
changing it from automatic. Taking the car from automatic to manual or vice versa.
Why would you switch? My nose is
running. Oh, it's automatic now.
It's automatic now.
Why would you go from automatic to manual?
In muscle cars, it's just more fun.
Do you have to build a gear shaft?
No, they do all that. It's a kit. You just take it and be like, hey, I want to swap it out. They'd be like, all right,
Carlos
come
Miller
back
always talking about swapping engines out.
Who's Carlos Miller?
85 South, Los.
Oh.
Yeah, he got all G-body box-style Chevys and stuff.
And box Chevy, apparently.
I call them
apparently
C.
Apparently, big are very popular in Dubai right now. You can't get a box Chevy in America because the Dubaians is buying them. I don't know what people from Dubai is called.
What the heck is the shape of a box.
I don't know why they're called box
Chevy. The square, the Caprice back in the day.
The Caprice. All right, anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to take over your show.
That's fine. No, we were great for the
car stuff. Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on. Moving on to the first segment. Last week, today, Kev, anything noteworthy happened in your week last? Well, all of our kids went on spring break. So,
mm-hmm. So noteworthy was, can we talk about WrestleMania?
You can talk about whatever you would like to. It's okay. Your world. We just live.
I'll talk about a WrestleMania here, and then we can talk about other stuff on Here's the Thing. Well, something happened because we went to WrestleMania.
Wait, y'all just Here's the Thing.
Oh, Here's the
but
Thing.
We didn't talk about
it. We talked about J. Cole.
Oh, he was like, we could just run another Here's the Thing with two guests.
I didn't get a chance to talk about it. So yeah. Isaiah School just called me and was like, hey, we haven't seen Isaiah in a couple of days. Where is he? I was like, he's at the school. What do you mean? She's like, he's not in his class. And I was like, he is. I dropped him off. She's like, where was he on Friday and Monday? I was like,
don't worry about that.
He was out of town. She was like, that's unexcused. Fine. He's always going to graduate. So then I FaceTimed him, and he was like, I'm in school. I don't know. He turned and showed me the school. He's like, I'm with this teacher.
They were trying to figure out yesterday.
Yeah, mind your business, man. He's a senior.
Shut up.
Yeah, but he already got his college stuff. Leave my boy.
I barely showed up my senior year.
Stop calling me.
Showed up on pizza day.
Maybe he's selling drugs, and I need him, okay? Maybe he's on the block. You feel me? So anyway, last week we went to Philadelphia for WrestleMania. I want to say something to my wife. I want to shout her out real quick. Not flying at the butt crack of dawn is cool.
Wow.
Melissa refuses to take the first flight out.
Because what's the point?
The point usually for me is to get back to my family.
First flight.
If you're working, fine. But if you're on vacation, I'm not doing that.
Now, let me tell you the other point, though. Because from Los Angeles to Philadelphia is 3 hours and 48 minutes, what our flight attendant said. Yes. From Philadelphia to Los Angeles is 5 hours and 59 minutes.
There you go.
That headwind every time.
Oh, headwind man. Gonna get you. So what one of the points for me is, if I leave at the butt crack of dawn, I have a larger potential of sleeping more of the flight. We left at 10, I'm gonna be awake. Mm-hmm. Now, my oldest son, bless that baby's heart, that boy will get on an airplane, put a jacket over his head, and will not wake. He seatbelt, jacket.
Joe's jacket, by the way.
Joe's jacket covered his face.
Mm-hmm. And we landed. The entire flight.
Everybody starts moving. He takes the jacket off and takes the seatbelt off. No pee, no food. It don't matter what time we leave.
Impressive.
That boy, I'm going to get up and piss.
Oh, you're going to have to move. So you know.
I just sit in the aisle. Nah, my bladder ain't with it. That compression get up in my inside and squeeze that pee out.
I'd be wanting to just take Angel out with some chloroform. Like, she going
to
get up and
pee. I got to pee. God, my bladder is on.
You better
pee.
Hope that's all she got to do.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes.
Listen, doodling on an airplane is not ideal, but sometimes it got to be done. Because we went to Tokyo one time, and I had messed up. I got that little sandwich from the that little place.
Angel, I have to go from here to Vegas.
Yes, I would.
Okay, now, Angel. Marcus, you know, I said that flight was, it was, what, 11 hours or 9 hours?
For Tokyo?
Tokyo, yes. I got
now I get that.
Hour one, I said, I can't do nine. I might be able to do an hour and a half.
I tried to empty that out before I get on the plane.
Me too, but that egg salad, I don't know why I even tried egg salad from the airport.
What?
That thing got in there. It was a helicopter. It's cleaning everything
out. I won't even drink orange juice when I travel now, because I know it might decide
My body won't let me go on no plane. I won't even know. Now I step off the plane and be like, hey, I didn't tell you this, but you got to go yesterday.
Well, that's true. That would be fine. But anyway, last week tonight, we went to WrestleMania. We went to WrestleMania. And when last I tell you, tonight. We started going to wrestling because Isaiah was into
huge
it.
Fan.
Melissa and I both, like most blacks, we watched when in the late 80s, early 90s, probably up until the Rock and Stone Cold. And a lot of us fell off then around that time when John Cena and them came in. But our son was into it. So he was like, I think Raw came here or SmackDown, and we went. Mm-hmm. And Melissa had got great tickets. And it was such a fun time. Then we went to SummerSlam. And it was even more of a fun time. And Ronda Rousey touched Isaiah's hand.
Oh, yeah.
So WrestleMania was in L.A. last year. Mm-hmm. And we went and just had a blast. Mm-hmm. So this year, we went both nights. When I tell you, oh, my God.
Did you have a time?
It was a good time.
Angel and Marcus, people of the world. Time. The Rock wrestled for like an hour.
He did.
Him and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
That's impressive.
An hour. He ain't been wrestling. I think they said he'd been out 8 years. Now, he took about a good 12-minute break in the middle of that match.
Oh, I get it.
That man was under the mat. The camera couldn't even find him.
He's like, he's been knocked down for 30 minutes now.
He was drinking water and stuff when he was under there. But on the second night, The Undertaker came out.
I seen that.
Boy, me and Melissa, that doom, lost it. They turned the lights off and hit that first doom.
That's the only thing better than.
That's what we said.
The only thing better than the glass breaking.
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Glass cracking.
If Stone Cold would have walked up.
Yeah, you know, you hear that. Doom.
I mean, we might have well been 8 years old.
It was fantastic.
Now, the Undertaker.
You didn't watch wrestling as a kid?
She was at work.
I did, but I was more into GLOW.
Oh, the show GLOW?
The actual women
of wrestling, yeah.
What was GLOW?
I didn't.
The women of wrestling, or it was a program?
The women of wrestling, yeah.
The show on Netflix?
No, they had that was a real.
Oh, like it was like WWE?
Yes, it was real.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that show. I thought that show was just named that.
No. That existed.
It happened. Came on in Kentucky?
It came on in the world.
Never knew that.
Can't think it's a local show.
I've never seen GLOW.
It came on in the world.
But wrestling used to be really regional.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So I thought in your little podunk town in Kentucky, they only had GLOW.
It was real.
Okay, we was watching the real stuff. It was WWF.
I mean, I watched that with Hulk Hogan, but that's all I remember.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
Booker T.
That clip is funny.
He was like, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
It was so good.
But anyway, Undertaker chokeslammed The Rock, and that boy's knees did not bend no more. I don't know how he got in that ring or how he got out. But
that's why they had to do it. The lights go black. Lights and he's standing there.
He appeared and then he disappeared.
But no, it was super good because last year Cody Rhodes was supposed to win the championship. Everybody thought he was. And then he lost to Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns was the champion for a whole nother calendar year. So Isaiah was convinced he was going to – Cody was going to win. We was trying to sow discord and say he was going to lose. He won. And although the results are, like, pre-planned, the emotion from them wrestlers is 100% legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, me and Melissa was talking about it. Like, why do you think they – like, they're like, he was crying in the press conference. And I think it's because that is your chosen industry deciding you are the best at this.
Yeah.
And WWE is the pinnacle of wrestling, I believe. And they did press conferences, and he was crying. His dad had never made it. It was great. But it's a lot of wrestling. About 7.5 hours of wrestling.
It's a lot.
The black woman was so black.
Oh, so
Jade
good.
And Naomi Belair. And Bianca Belair. Bianca be twirling that weave around.
So good.
Jade Cargill looks like an action figure.
Yeah.
She looks like a Greek goddess of strength. She slammed that girl down on her face, rolled her over like Cardi B and Meg, and did the LL Cool J hand lick. It was great. The Usos is good. Yeet.
I hate that, but it's
just
good.
Me, Usos.
No, is that them black part? Dudes?
Them Samoans blacks.
The Samoans. No. Yeah. I'm thinking about this. Three black, they goofy.
Oh, you're talking about a new day?
Yeah, them. Yeah.
They was wrestling, too.
Was it?
It was a good time.
It was fun.
They had ladders and stuff. People was falling.
I don't follow wrestling now, but I've been seeing clips of this dude, R-Truth.
He kills
me, man.
Marcus.
Is he the one with the lock?
He's the one with the lock. Marcus, the man. I want to get him on Cable Stage of Friends.
I ain't wrestling. My bad. That's on me. Remember that clip I showed you? My bad, y'all. It's on me. I'm sorry.
They did a 6-way ladder match where you can't get pinned. You can't get in the spot. You have to get the ropes off the ladder. That's how you win. He pinned somebody, did it himself, 2-3, and was like, "Woo! I won, y'all. I won." And his friend was like, "We got to get the thing." He was like, oh, that's my bad.
It's my bad.
He always does funny stuff like that.
Wrestling is really hard, but so is podcasting. And let me tell you, trying to produce podcasts and prepping is so difficult, guys. I mean, sometimes I'd rather wrestle. But let me tell you. If you know what else could be difficult, e-commerce. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. Like us, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates whatever or wherever you sell online. When you optimize your shipping process and connect to a network of expert partners, you reclaim valuable time for what truly matters, growing your business. What I have to say about ShipStation is that it is so easy, one, to integrate into your current e-commerce store, and it really automates everything into such an easy way. Automation is what's going to save you time. It makes you faster in your business, and it also gives you the reporting that you really want. So some things that you would absolutely love about ShipStation is that it has an easy-to-use dashboard. So you're able to manage your orders, easily print shipping labels. You can do reporting as well as your customer service. Being able to actually give your customers the type of service they want is actually really easy from their dashboard. You can import orders from anywhere you sell online. So it doesn't matter where you sell. You're going to get them orders over there. Scale your business. Reduce your warehouse costs. You will save thousands on shipping costs because they have discounts to up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS services and rates. And over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses using ShipStation. And 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. ShipStation is an innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code TBTB to sign up for your free 60-day trial. The ShipStation.com, code TBTB.
Hey, man, next time order me a boat.
I didn't know you was coming.
So, yes, wrestling was so great. Definitely, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. How was spring break for you guys with the kids?
They had 2 weeks. 1 week, yeah. I was still touring, so Marcus had.
Yeah, I was there with them. It was cool. We didn't do a whole lot. Hold on, y'all. What happened?
Take your time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. The biggest things from the spring break was Marcus went to Europe
with his grandmother and his friends, his three other black boys from the school.
Yeah,
they had
in Paris.
Yes, they. Yeah, he's still editing his video.
I said, I want my video. Where's my video?
From Niggas in Paris?
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
Yes.
We got the new parents.
He made them go back to the Eiffel Tower.
So he can finish it up because he was scared to record it the first time. And this whole trip was all to prove to the school that you ain't going to tell us that mm-hmm. black parents ain't going with their kids mm-hmm. to Europe.
I wish they would.
And it was so great. It's unfortunate Marcus didn't get to see this happen while they were at the Eiffel Tower. So my mother got the Eiffel Tower tickets, and they had she got a VIP one that had a tour guide that walked them through.
And they got to go up?
Yeah, they went all the way up to the
top. Oh, nice. Yes.
So the school was there.
At the same time?
Uh-huh. But Marcus and my mom were going to go get the tour guide, and the school was like... Oh, not school. One of the moms was like, it's unfortunate they didn't have the VIP tour that we had. Yeah. They just had to do it the regular way.
They was down there waiting in line, and they were like, oh, yeah, we just waiting on the guide.
Are y'all at the ground at the bottom? Crazy.
Hey. But they went. Make sure to dodge my spit.
They went to London, Paris, south of France, Monaco, and Italy.
Nice.
So they had a good
5 countries in one spring break.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the new black parents.
That's fantastic. Oh, it's crazy.
We was in the house playing video games, or we was outside.
Exactly. Just
we was riding bikes. Yes. That's all we was doing.
All we did is not go to school. Nothing about our life changed.
I saw a, I think it was on probably TikTok. The dude from, I don't know, he's from somewhere in Europe. He was like, people think that Americans aren't well traveled. He said they are. He's talking in a thick accent. They are world traveled. He said, I can get from London to Paris to Italy. I can get to all these places in a matter of hours. He said there are states in the U.S. that you can't get through in hours. He was like, every state is its own country.
1,000%.
Stop thinking that Americans. He said they travel within their own country.
So somebody said, I saw a TikTok just like that. The dude said if you drove from like LA to Atlanta, how long would it take you? Like if you put the United States in Europe,
days.
It would be like from Italy to like the Middle East or like Russia. Yeah. It was like, because when we go to Europe, a 2 or 3 hour train ride from London or Paris, you could, or flight, you can be almost anywhere in Europe. 2 or 3 hour plane ride from here, you're still just in the middle of America.
Yeah, the fact that you could like visit the entire Germany, all of those places in a 2 week period, lets you know
how
small over here. It's the other thing. He said, and everything's the same.
Yes.
He said, everything's the same. He said, if you go from LA to Tennessee, it's a completely different country. Yes.
The flight from Boston to LA is 6 hours. The flight from New York to London is 6 hours.
Sure is. Yeah.
That's how big America is.
Jeez,
people from Hawaii, Japanese people are the majority tourists in Hawaii. That's how far Hawaii is from America.
Right.
It's a long flight from LA.
It's the same distance from Japan almost.
Yeah. My mother had my mother had to flex on the train people. So we bought the Uriel passes. And then when they got there to make their, like, the actual reservation, they were like, you all can't use these until the 6th. There's no seats left. They're supposed to be back on April 3rd. They're saying there's no seats until
the 6th.
April 6th. My mom was like, why would y'all sell us these passes if they couldn't be used in the time frame? The woman was like, there's no seats. My mother said, you're telling me there's no seats. The woman was like, well, there's only seats in business class, but that would cost you more money. My mother pulled out her card so fast. And said, book us all.
Do you think we're broke?
Yeah, that's what she was like. She was like, book see, you.
I didn't ask you about the price.
I asked you, were there seats?
Don't assume what I said.
I said, that's right. Flex on them people, mama.
I'm driving the train now. I'm a press guard. All you got to do is go straight.
Right.
Can't turn left or right.
Yeah, but we was telling Marcus before they went, we was like, this should seem normal to y'all. We want y'all to think it's normal to travel outside the country. I said, because ain't nobody in your family been, but... Your aunt and your uncle.
That's it. So hopefully we're going to Europe later this year so we can be like, we went to Europe as well and not just our child.
Yeah, and then the twins, we finished up this spring break. The twins celebrated their friend's birthday at Legoland. So I took them on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told them they had a surprise. I didn't tell them where we were going. I didn't tell them that we were going. I said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake y'all up and we leaving the house. Need to dress a little warm because it's going to be a little chilly. We're going to be outside all day. So we're going to take a shower tonight and wake up in the morning. I was like, okay. So we get there, and I'm like, they finally see, oh, we're going to Legoland. Yeah, I said, we still got one more surprise. I said, but we're going to see you in a minute because we got there before the other family. So they text us when we get there. We walk over there to where they at. The kids run up. They hug each other. You know, they ain't seen each other out spring break. They hug, and oh, my God. So we walking out of the store. All the kids, all right, bye. See you later. I'm like, no, y'all, we hanging with them. Like,
so you got the surprise with sitting at the store. Oh,
all right,
that's great.
Listen, I love that they were like, nice.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Big ups, huh? See you later.
But, we gave them the maps, and they figured out what they wanted to do. It was like, all right, they had the time. But
twins are 9?
Or 8? Nine?
Yeah.
They're going to be double digits?
They about to be double digits next year, but they about to be double digits. Then we got a Mars graduation date from kindergarten.
Yeah.
I'm not kindergarten, from preschool.
Preschool.
And you're going right into politics.
Yes, he is. He's about to be the president. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
lovely, lovely, lovely. Anything else on that?
Nah. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to guilty pleasure confessions. I have two. I will start.
Please. Yes.
Okay, the first one is I got, have you guys heard of this show on Netflix called The Magic Prank Show?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's freaking fantastically, hilariously, badly funny. So it is a guy named Justin. Hold
Timberlake.
On.
Guarini.
Magic Prank Show. Justin William. Willman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. His name is Justin Willman. He is a musician. Okay. And on the show, think of like a magic show meets, what's the Ashton Kutcher show?
Punked.
Okay. Punked. All this show. That show. Imagine those two shows coming together to make one show.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this show is.
It's like them two dudes on Instagram. Have you seen Siegfried in Fraud?
Oh, the dude, they dress in these real flashy suits and they
fraud.
They do these disappearing acts. But
they do magic tricks.
It's so obvious that the person, like, they do one, they hold up the blanket and there's two of them and then it drops. You just see one, but you can see the other dude on the other guy's back hiding.
Oh, hilarious.
And it's turned into this big phenomenon. Like, they got entire, like, audiences, like, catering to it now.
That's funny.
But tell us about the show.
So the show is... he starts off like pranking people. So for example, one of the guys, there's a gay couple on there and the guy comments on Justin, the magician's Instagram or Facebook, whatever, social media. And he's like, I wish you could make my husband disappear. So the magician contacts the husband and they concoct this plan to make him disappear. But the way that they do it is so cruel that it's hard to laugh, but it's funny. So they're out on a date, you know, on this date, and the husband sits down, the one that's in on the joke, sits down with this, you know, woman that's planted or whatever. And the other husband's in line, you know, they're at a fair or something like that. And he goes, gets food, he comes back to the table. And he's like, the girl's like, yeah, I was stood up, so I'm going to be your third wheel, like just kind of being friendly. And then the husband that's in on the joke is like, I have to use the bathroom. So he goes into a porta potty, and there's these like construction workers over there. And he's like, the woman is like, hey, someone's in there, because she could see there's like working on the porta potty. He's like, hey, someone's in there. Someone's in there. Someone's in there. All of a sudden it blows up.
What?
Oh, dang. Yes.
So the husband, the dude's name is Jericho, white dude, fool's name is Jericho. He's like, Jericho. He's like running over there like frantic.
Right.
So he goes over and the porta potty collapses. There's no body, no blood, no nothing. So you could see his mind being like, what just happened?
Oh,
because
no.
Because the husband horrible. Is missing. Yes. And that's why it gets like funny. But like kind of cruel.
Yeah, I don't that's exactly definitely know. Cruel.
Yes. So he's like panicked, but he's like in like freeze mode. So mm-hmm. he's like just really weird. So anyway, the husband eventually comes out and he kind of calms down, but he's still in shock. And it's like, I feel like maybe I should laugh, but like also maybe I shouldn't laugh. I'm so confused. So they do this other one, and I watched like all six episodes, okay? Or eight, four episodes, whatever it is. So the last one, the dude signs up for a sleep study.
This is when I watch with her.
And it's not funny, but I tell you, I was like,
is it supposed to be funny?
No, I don't know. That's why I don't know.
It's funny, but Melissa can't laugh at things when she feels bad for
people.
Because,
okay, he goes into, by the way, do you guys believe in hypnosis? Do you believe you could be hypnotized?
I don't know if I can, but I believe that it can happen for people.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I said the same thing. I don't believe it until you do it to me.
That's usually the person they be having look like a fool.
I want to do it so bad, yeah. But I don't want you to get in my mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't trust it.
I don't know. I feel like I want to do it just so I can know, like, so I know it's real.
That's what I
believe. As long as you have a gun to the person's head that is doing me so that they bring me out of it.
How you know they ain't going to do something to me?
Well, you got to have more bangs on your head or something. Don't let them get you.
Okay, so he does this sleep study, okay, and while he's asleep, they hypnotize him so he doesn't wake up, and they move the sleeping apparatus to this remote location. And so when he wakes up, they put him in this like shipping container, and there's like a TV, and the guy is like, you know, the world is on fire. Nobody knows what's going on.
President Elon Musk has determined
to... All this kind of stuff, yes. So that's his face. He goes outside, and they have him planted in like this desert area. One of the guys he met while he was in the waiting room for the sleep study comes out, which is the magician, and he's like almost to tears freaking out.
Oh,
like,
I love
it. My God, what is happening? Like the world, like what is going on? I don't know what's happening. The guy has no cell phone signal. Then all of a sudden this thing lands and the guy is like put in this like astronaut costume. I don't know. He comes out and he's like, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Step back. He's like down on one knee, like nervous, like almost to tears, and it's his brother. And I'm just like, but then it doesn't end there. They then rehypnotize him, put him back to sleep, and transport him back to the sleep study. So then when he re-wakes up, he's like,
what happened?
Did any of that happen? So now you don't know what's real.
Yes. He's like, it was so real, but I'm still here. Uh-huh. I'm so confused.
It was so great.
Oh, that's so good. That was a good one.
Could you imagine like not knowing what's real?
Yes.
Man, when I saw The Matrix the first time, I came outside. I said,
"Of course, you made your eyes."
We're looking for the black cat. Like, yeah, I was like, are you gonna glitch?
If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't know what it was.
This is what we thought you were talking about. Look at this. The idiots. It's called Siegfried and Joy. This is the type of dumb stuff, yes, that they do. It is.
Oh, where you can still see the person.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's just stupid like that.
I like Three Stooges type stuff.
Yes. That's it's so crazy. Dumb.
Well, that was my guilty pleasure. Last guilty pleasure is I found Miss Tatiana Clark on TikTok.
Oh, man. She's the best.
And she, if you haven't heard her, do the Afrobeats version of SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, with the girl
I'm
with
like,
the
that sounds
voice.
Familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've been singing this nonstop, and I've been on her TikTok.
If you don't know her, you might know her from this first.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, it's her.
Okay.
That was Ken.
Got it.
So she did SpongeBob.
It's so good.
This is praise and worship.
Yes.
Especially this next part she does.
Their little run.
Lift your hands toward heaven if you love him. Yeah. This part is really praise and worship. Listen, listen. That is praise and worship.
Yeah,
that
is.
That run?
She has a very light
so
voice.
So beautiful. And I just was like, well, now I'm here. Thanks so much.
And once TikTok's like, you like this? Every yes. person who ever yes. made a video using this, we're going to show it to you.
Yeah, so people started dancing to it. Not my TikTok. It's freaking fantastic.
My TikTok don't show me nothing I'm interested in.
She's a good time.
She is.
My TikTok, I can always say this, the only thing works harder on my behalf than TikTok is God. I promise. It's God and TikTok.
No, my
they
TikTok.
Work for me.
You said that is what
they
want.
What I do like about my TikTok is it's constantly feeding me something random that I had no idea that I, if I want to see it or not.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, why aren't you showing me car stuff? Like, why aren't you showing me?
Like, man, we'll get like, to that.
Want, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Watch this cat hold a saw.
My guilty pleasure has been my goddaughter. I just started buying us matching outfits.
Aww.
Target had, what's her name? Diana Vaughn. First, she's a white designer. I can't remember her name, as you can tell. And I got some of the outfits. And then I just so happened as I was leaving the section, I was like, is that a baby outfit in the same print? I'm getting it. So now me and Brave have three matching outfits.
That's adorable.
Yes. So that's my guilty pleasure, is dressing this child like she's my own. And luckily, Brisha understands, while God gave her this daughter, Brave is my answered prayer. So yes. we just gonna have to share this baby.
You like that baby?
She is the chillest child. Like, little Marcus is hard to top. Brave is trying to go for his title. She just be like, I ate and now I sleep.
Aww.
She's so precious.
They're so fun at that age. They don't know how to drive or anything.
No. Drive right out of your life, huh?
I told Isaiah that. Well, you guys don't know that, but I told Isaiah that when he was driving the other day. I said, you just walking out of my life. And then I like went in the house and started bawling. I like literally started crying.
I'm going to have to tell y'all this story and just hush. Isaiah was driving by himself because he got his license now. Mm-hmm. Right? So he's like, can I go to CVS? And Melissa's like, no, you let your dad go with you. No, we're just not ready, right? So me and Melissa freaking out. Josiah Fredericks, who is more my son than I ever believed. He was like, what if a cop stops him? What if he's racist?
What if a racist cop stops him
and says, put your hands on the wheel? I said, why would you do this?
The sweet karma.
I'm sure he said it to you with no smile.
Tormenting
kid. No, he was saying this. He wasn't Yeah, he said it straight up.
No, he said with no smile.
He said, what if he gets in a car crash? And then when Isaiah got to the CVS, he's like, he crashed. And it was a picture of Isaiah parked.
And I didn't know he sent the picture. So Joe says, Isaiah just crashed. He just took a picture. My heart was in my stomach.
Oh, no.
I didn't recover for like 10 minutes.
Oh, no. It was like the magician show.
Yes, literally. I was literally, they were laughing, joking, still having conversations. I was like,
yeah, see, what's going to happen is you're going to get in trouble.
Yes, exactly.
You got to know when it's
so
not
much
funny.
And I can't handle this.
I said you got to know when it's funny and when it's not funny, but it's also funny because it's not supposed to be funny.
No, I was
But you got to know that
out.
Too, but it's not funny right now because your mom is scared.
No, I was crying. I'm surprised Melissa didn't physically fight him.
Every day I tell him, you want me to knock you out so bad. You want me to knock you out so bad.
Listen, can I just complain one more time?
Okay, then we're going to go.
You need to, man. You got that pressure bust pipes. Complain, kid.
We go to Philadelphia. The first night of WrestleMania is freezing, okay?
Show us.
Freezing.
I bet.
All we have is hoodies and clothes and stuff. It was like 50 degrees, but it was like wind chill feel like 39, so then nigga, it's 39. Yeah. So the next day, Melissa's like, it's not going to happen again. We go to the mall. We buy basically tights.
Not another birthday party.
Marcus.
Everything.
Hoodie. We got jackets. Beanies, right? Do all of us have a pair of tights to go underneath our pants, a long sleeve shirt, a hoodie, which we already had, a jacket to go over that, and a beanie. Everybody has their clothes on. Josiah comes downstairs with just a t-shirt on and a jacket. We like.
After we
spent an hour and a half at the mall. Go put the stuff on. He comes back, puts the hoodie on. We get, then he was like, I forgot to put the tights on. We're like, you know what? Then just freeze. Because what do you think we spent all day going to a Philadelphia mall? And also, Another thing about America, we go to the mall from Philadelphia. We put in the nearest mall, Melissa picks Cherry Hill Mall. We are in New Jersey.
We sure were. Yeah,
they said, what? Camden? We sure were. We was only on the road for 12 minutes.
That's Europe.
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly Europe. I said, we done crossing Austria.
Yeah, when you get over there towards, as you go towards New England, everything get real.
Man,
popular.
It be over quick. I said, we in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah, it was populated first. It's designed just like Europe.
It really is. And you can tell.
Want to be the smart man.
It is.
Yeah, America you're right. Didn't have no that's originality, true. So they got to California. There was like yeah. all them first cities. There's a French the version same. Of that.
Once we get out here, just make everything a box and make it big. Yeah. See, we ain't doing these borders no
all
more.
All the architecture.
Mm-hmm. What's your guilty pleasure?
What's your guilty pleasure?
The thing is ringing at the top of my mind, right? Because I was sitting here trying to think, Amazon.
That's your guilty pleasure?
Tell the truth about yourself.
First of all, Angel
tell the truth about yourself.
You already talked.
I know. I just am encouraging you.
Angel.
No. Tell me about your guilty pleasure. I was just encouraging you on this.
Angel definitely gets a lot more packages than I do. She would, because it's always an occasion.
Tell the truth.
It's the Deltas. Well, no, I got to do the mom to mom. No, I got to do the kids. But it's always a bunch of crap coming in. Anyway.
It'd be for other people. You get stuff for yourself.
You damn right. Because I love myself.
He does.
Anything that I'm trying to do, I first go look on Amazon.
Yes, of course.
And when I don't, I end up regretting it.
Yes.
Because it's like, I could have just got this on Amazon. I didn't have to wait 3 weeks.
Yes.
It could have got here at 8:00 if I ordered it at 2:00.
Also, capitalism is very bad, except
Amazon.
When you click on the Amazon, you say order it in the next 3 seconds, it'll be in your house in 5 minutes. I'll be like, I'm sorry, warehouse worker. I need it. I don't know how y'all get it to me this fast.
Kevin, I will order the stuff, and somebody beside me is like, here. I'm like, oh, thank you.
It's like,
it's not spoiling me, because when it's something that Amazon don't provide, like, y'all know, I'm in the cars and stuff. So I'm like ordering a part, got to get custom springs made. This is like, what you mean it's going to take 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
2 weeks?
What is this, 1907? Look,
I understand.
Buddy.
I'm telling you,
is the postman coming on horseback?
It's like, yeah, you got to custom make them. You got to put the iron together, put it in the machine, and calculate it out so it's the right spring rate. Why can't you do that within a few hours and have it to me by tomorrow?
Why couldn't you anticipate that this is what I was going to need and therefore have it already on the shelf so that way it would be at my house between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m.?
Amazon would.
Exactly.
Amazon would.
I'm so glad you're admitting this.
What else you been ordering on Amazon?
Why won't you, Angel?
Orders. Clothes on Amazon.
Oh, the sweatpants.
Oh, you indeed.
Oh, the sweatpants.
Clothes?
Oh, my God. You can get a 3-pack for like $12. I'm like, I don't care if I mess these sweatpants up.
You know what's crazy about them, too? Their return policy. I didn't know this until Melissa told me.
Oh.
When you return it, when you scan it at the post office, the money go. They be like, here. No. I said, I didn't even got in my car yet. We trust you. Also, we have trillions
of dollars. The post office.
Right. It don't really matter.
The post office?
We go to Kohl's.
We drop it off at Kohl's. You don't even have to put it back in a package.
No, I do UPS.
You go to Kohl's?
Yes.
Kevin, the package, the plastic, you go, it comes in a box. You open up the box. The plastic Whole that Foods. The sweatpants are in. You go there.
Yes. You sure can?
I don't want this, and just throw it at them.
Do they buy the
And then Kohl's give you cold cash.
No, they're cold cash? Partnerships.
Yes.
I didn't know they give you cold cash for it.
Every time.
No, it's not Kohl's cash. It gives you like 30% off your next purchase.
Oh, I didn't know that. Uh-huh.
Kohl's is already 85% off.
Can we return that Kohl's?
Kohl's, the whole store.
Kohl's does not want you.
Anything from Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Not just Kohl's.
Is everything. What JCPenney's used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Pennies ain't pennies.
Oh, pennies?
Is
mama
what
says pennies?
Pennies ain't been doing what pennies used to do.
JCPenney's not the same no more.
Once that I realize how easy the return policy is, I'm like, oh, you can't hold me back.
I return everything.
Oh, yeah.
Every
I'll buy anything and return
thing.
Whatever
oh,
I want.
I buy stuff just to look at. I just want to see what the material was like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is nice.
Pretty soon, Amazon going to be like, hand it back to the mailman and scan him. And you
know what? To be honest, if he could say it, let me just open this. I just wanted to see it. Yeah. Okay, you can take it back. I didn't really want it.
I hardly ever return anything, ever.
I return so much stuff.
Yes, I know.
Hello? Relax. The violence. Unnecessary
It's
violence.
Not that she is a decisive woman, but likes to get all the facts first.
Correct.
See, that's reframing your thinking. That's one of the practical pieces of advice that I got from Masterclass.
Yes.
Okay? From Ava DuVernay. See, listen, let me tell you something. I talk to a lot of amazing people, especially the people on this podcast. But if you're like me, you sometimes you want to be able to go deeper, right? Because we only own here for like 4 to 5 minutes, but sometimes we don't get a chance to go deeper. So where can you learn from the most remarkable people? That's Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master it, master negotiation with Chris Vos, think like a boss like Martha Stewart, or like I said, reframe your thinking like Ava DuVernay, Masterclass has got you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to one-on-one classes with the world's best. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month, like, let me tell you, gut health. You can also do Win Big in Business with Mark Cuban. There are just so many amazing classes that they are offering. And you don't want to miss out. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
They said which brand of sweatpants you get, Marcus, that's long enough, tall enough, long enough.
It's two different. Hold on. Let me go to my recently ordered.
Come on.
Man, I love that.
Have you started your subscription service on Amazon?
We haven't done that with anything. And there's certain stuff that we possibly should do it on, because there are certain things that I feel like we buy. You know what? There's certain stuff that I think we should switch over to Amazon on. Like some of the, our twins, they wear nighttime underwear to just prevent any accidents in the bed. We need to just do that on.
We'll show y'all the random stuff. Hold up. That's mine.
Uh-huh. The next thing is yours.
Then the next one, Angel.
Well, they just
shut up.
It wasn't
Angel,
for me.
Angel. Who's?
All that red stuff. I can't see what it is.
1913. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Angel. Yeah. Angel.
No.
Oh, that's me. Right. That's me.
But none of that
that's
stuff
me.
Works for me.
Angel.
That says refund.
Angel.
Come on. Return. This is the only thing I got.
It don't matter if it's return. We ain't talking about what's return. You talking about what's ordered.
I don't want to play this game because I feel like it might come
hold on. Let me
too.
Find my sweatpants.
I don't want to play that game.
Me and Melissa have separate Amazon's. What I found on there is that subscription thing. When your air filter go out, they just, it'll be right there when you need it. Mm. Paper towel, stuff that you know you're going
to
use all the time.
That's what I'm saying. We need to start doing those things.
That's why he's going to space.
I mean, not grocery bags. What do they call it? Trash bags. All that I have on subscription.
Yeah.
Soap,
do we have our trash
floss.
Bags on subscription? Look at you. What are you
tracking?
No,
we ain't got my food.
Oh, I was like, what are you tracking? We use Amazon probably way too much, but I think
we all do as Americans.
We share an account, and then our assistant has an account. So she be ordering stuff for us.
Me and Melissa got separate accounts. It'd be easier to find my order. Because I'd be using stuff. And then I'd be like, if I got on Amazon, I know I could be like, let me go back. I know this broke. I need another one.
Uh-huh.
Just go through my order history. Click it right then.
If you find it on the thing, it'd be like last ordered September 2020.
This is the only way I know my kid's shoe size. Mm-hmm. I'm dead serious. Because Amar, it's hard for me. Especially Amar and the twins. Because you know how little kids' shoes, the number is higher.
Yes.
Then when they cross over to Kai and Sai's age, the number is back down. I don't have time to memorize all this.
That's right.
Don't bring me your feet. It's just Amazon. You know my baby.
Yes, it's for the little one. Get his shoes, please.
Even now for the boys. You wear a 10 or a 10 and a half.
Every time
you
we need
tell
to ask
me.
Them.
Little Marcus's feet, he's at a 13 now. Oh. I said, where are we going?
Yes.
With these skis.
Sick of
with you, that's adult sizes,
sick
which is adult prices.
Yes. Luckily, adult he don't care about shoes
prices.
Like that. Thank God. Woo.
My kids used to be like that, and then they start
and
caring.
And they started caring.
I know. Once I saw your child with hair, that JoJo with twists, I didn't even look at the face. I said, look at Isaiah.
It's so cute.
And then I looked, and I said, wait, this
Joe
is a different child.
And he wore him to school today.
Oh, he didn't take it out?
He didn't take him out.
What is going
on? He came downstairs, and
I don't know.
Totally forgot he had
a
hair.
He's a little brother.
He
Joe's
is
a little brother.
He said, I gave you enough time to have that hairstyle by yourself.
Yes, he did.
Here
and
I
he
come.
Lucky, he only didn't have it longer because the appointment got messed up the last time. Otherwise, he would have had it on whatever the break they had before. Christmas break.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else on that? Y'all, listen, I'm about to encourage y'all, do returns. Get your money back.
Oh, this is my favorite thing to do.
If you don't like it, Get your money back.
If you don't like that man, return him.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Come on.
He ain't dicking you down like you wanted.
Oh, well, that's not what I was about to say. But I don't like to do, I don't like to try on clothes in the store no more. I'm too big. Okay? Let me be in the comfort of my home where there's a fan. Because I start sweating after so long. It's like an aerobic sport trying to put on clothes. So I always buy the clothes, take them home, and then I return what I don't
return. Want. Return. Y'all do the returns. It's really, once you get into a practice, it's really not, everybody, it's always a lot. It's not really.
It's not,
most
Melissa,
of the time you press a button and then they'll email you the little receipt thing and then that's it. That's all.
I was so anti-return until Melissa showed me how easy it was, because I would just buy stuff and then be like, well.
And all the places are by my house. We got UPS is over there. Yeah. USPS is right there.
You can do all
we got Whole Foods right there.
I know
we got
Cole's
an Amazon. Amazon Fresh. Sure, I'll be real quick. What she had did?
With Marcus, you gonna complain in the mic, babe? Yeah.
Okay. And that drink look good. Is that blackberry?
Yeah, get your money
back.
No,
you're talking about the one with the
other thing. When you don't do it, all
you're
gonna do is gonna sit in your closet and then in mid year when you do your clean out, you're gonna find it. No, you didn't want it to begin with, you're gonna throw it away then. Don't throw your money in the trash. Return
it back to Amazon so you can buy more stuff.
Return it.
Ma'am, speaking of closets, your closet
almost
looks phenomenal.
Thank you.
That wasn't done? What I saw? I said, Kevin, where is this in the house? I think that's a great use of that room.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
Are you going to film content in there too?
Yes, that is the goal.
That's what Christine, Miss Christine, does.
Who's Christine?
Curvy Trendy, me and you,
oh,
her.
Oh, yes.
She turned her closet is also where she shoots.
It.
So
yes.
Fire.
Yeah.
Shayla has that too.
She sure does.
Makeup Shayla.
She's a gorgeous girl.
Yes. Is you finna complain or is we finna move on?
Get a little complaint out. You know, pressure busts pipes.
You know, y'all, we got a gate that you have to pull up, you push the button.
Yes.
This woman, of course, she ain't from here. Don't know where she's from. Think she's somewhere in Europe.
I knew it.
She pull up. So close, the front of her car is under the arm. You know, you far past the ticket booth at that point. Mm-hmm. She calls me, I can't get in, it's barrier, can't get in. Lady, the parking people were even frustrated. It was like, the button's back. I don't have card to get in. She's trying to put her hand inside the booth.
Oh girl, you doing a lot.
It's so funny because people always don't want to deliver here because they be like, once I pay for this ticket, I got to pay.
Yeah, like that's they like that's my tip that she might not even gave me.
They're not trying to
get it from here.
Come
get it from me right here.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you get a drink?
Oh, I did. But I got the strawberry one, I think. I got a strawberry fresca or something.
I got a wild berry lemonade. Did you order a drink?
Yeah.
You can have it. I ordered a drink too.
I ordered that one that's darker.
I only saw one in the thing. I only saw one of those drinks in the thing.
One.
The one with the mint?
Give me the one with
the
purple
one. I'll tell you. Actually, I think I did get. I don't know. I got to look at the picture.
That purple thing, I think, is mine.
The lighter one.
Yeah. There was only one of the lighter ones in the thing. Then that will be yours.
Okay. You sure you don't want it, Joshua?
SpongeBob.
When I ordered, there was two things, and when I added, it was third. So I don't know what number that was.
No.
I didn't mind that.
There's fruit in here. I didn't get fruit.
Fruit, I did. Just sat it down.
Sorry, y'all. All right, we're moving on. We're going to 40 years of hugs and hindsight. We got two questions we will answer. Kev, we'll start with you so they can get situated with the food. You ready? Here we go. What advice do you have for newlyweds?
I got a good one if you want to think, because I haven't started eating yet.
Okay.
Go ahead, Angel.
Keep folk, especially your family,
God
out your business.
Mm-hmm.
One of the blessings that me and Marcus had is that we got married while we got married in Kentucky, but we were living in California and no one lived here. None of our family, which allowed us to decide if we ever wanted to bring anyone into our either marital bliss or marital problems. Which allowed us to create our own rules around marriage, allowed us to define how we felt about certain things happening in our marriage. And while I'm not saying you can't learn from others and that there aren't people that have amazing advice that can help you, you need to decide how you want to protect the bubble that is you and your spouse. So I feel like the reason why we haven't had as many bumps as I think we would have thought we would have had in marriage is because probably sometimes we were even unaware that we were having bumps because we were just like, this is just us. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody being like, uh-uh, girl, you shouldn't. Or Marcus, she did wrong. There was none of that. And then we were able to define, like, this is how we want our stuff to go. So that would be my advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Kev, you think of yours?
Read the book, Marriage Be Hard.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. Advice should be filtered based on your partner. A lot of times, I'm just speaking for myself, Kevin, I would hear advice from people's marriages that I admired, and I would try to apply it direct to my wife, even though the people giving it to me were giving it to me based on their relationship with their partner. Mm-hmm. And I would try to apply it verbatim to Melissa. I use this example a lot. My pastor was like, if you want to get the draws, you got to buy her a gift. So I was like, oh, okay, that's how you get the draws or whatever. And that's what worked for him and his wife. And I remember the first time I did this is when Melissa was taking over the bills, like paying stuff, because I paid my bills good by myself, but then I had her bills, my bills, our bills. I was like, this a lot. There's a lot of dates to remember. And she took over the bills and got us more on track. And I remember this deacon, I always tell the story, but I don't care. This podcast's almost over anyway. This deacon was like, if you was a real man, you would pay the bills. You would bring in the bacon, you would pay. At this time, Melissa made more than me and she paid the bills. But I put my money in. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, well, I'm not going to be the man you are, but this is what works for us. And they actually got divorced. I'm not even like being petty. Sure, they ended up getting divorced. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, bro, you can say whatever you want to me, but this is what works for me in my house. And I think a lot of times in social media era more, I see this a lot. People try to live their relationship for the approval of social media and be like J. Cole, man, do what's best for you and your peace. Mm-hmm. You cannot live your life for the appeasement and approval of strangers or friends or family on social media. Do what makes you and your family work and don't make a big deal. Last thing I'll say, there's always this big debate about should women make your plate? If your woman don't make your plate, then she ain't your woman. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. I have my mom didn't make plates. She made food. And when we were hungry, we went and made us a plate. It never made me no, never mind. So I didn't try to take on an internet argument in my real life. I was appreciative that the food was there and a cookout in our home at a party. I never made no big deal about stuff that didn't really bother me. I think sometimes people pick up the traits of other relationships and make them their own, and they don't need to be. Mm-hmm. All right?
Very good.
But most importantly, buy Marriage Be Hard. New York Times bestseller.
Absolutely.
That's going to change your life.
Go ahead.
Because what you want to do is
fuck you, kid. Now, yeah, so after y'all apply all that stuff, I would say you have to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be rigid. When you're rigid in a marriage, it's people grow, people change, especially in the beginning. A lot of people, it can go both ways. People think, oh, but once we get married, everything's going to change. That's not necessarily the case at all. Over time, yes, people do change.
Yep.
You're going to change whether you're married or not. But don't think, if things are rocky and you're having trouble dating, don't think it's going to magically make it better. But when you do get married, you got to be ready to be flexible. You can't be rigid. That's just simple as that.
Yes.
Good very advice, good, baby.
Good, very good.
I just want to add to that, Marcus, if you don't mind.
I do.
You got to be flexible with your partner to change and maybe even change back.
Right.
Change two or three times. And I know one thing I was guilty on early in marriage. Whatever Melissa used to be, whatever used to work, if it was easier for me, I want to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are married to the current version of your spouse.
Right.
Not previous version, not the future version, not what you wish, not what you want. You are married to this version today. So be flexible enough to love them right now. I mean, flexible enough to love them right now, but be open enough that in two or three years from now, it might change. And that might not be, a lot of times that changes because you have kids, new job, your kids grow up. But sometimes none of that stuff has changed. Your partner just is different now. Or needs more from you in this era, needs something different from you. So I think you just need to be open to letting go of the past in that way. That makes sense.
Even like with my, I think about me and Marcus, when we first got married, we could do everything separate and there was no like issue about it. There was very few things that we did together other than watch certain TV shows. Now that Marcus has a different career, Marcus is like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. And why am I not going with you? Mm-hmm. And this
have to just be trying to be gone all the time.
He'd be like, where are you going? Because at one point in time,
just the Pokemon or the Delta.
Because at
the
one
baby.
Point in time, he was working so much. If I had to feel, I was, and then also there were things that like I was interested in that he wasn't, so I wasn't trying to force him into those things. And he's like, no, I'm coming with you. So come on.
Some stuff changed though. You don't do the musical and plays like you used to.
I do them more now, I think. You went to see The Wiz with me?
That's it.
No, you've gone to see Hamilton with me, sir.
I wanted to see Hamilton.
Girl, just to let him be right.
Like, no, but it's like, no, because.
You don't do all the musicals.
But no, the musicals you used to go see back when you and Wendell used to go was not these type of musicals.
Yes, they were.
Or plays.
Yes, they were. They were at the Pantages.
Sometimes you got to let your partner be right.
And because he's a damn lie. They were at the Pantages. We went to go see, what's that, Lin-Manuel? I was about to say, I like
In the Heights?
In the Heights?
In the Heights.
We saw that Dorothy movie. Not that Dorothy. The woman, Diane. The one that we went to go see Rebecca in, also there.
That's because Rebecca was in it.
But do you not hear how I'm naming plays?
Right. Angel, but you know what he's saying.
She don't.
The man got his qualifiers, right. And they're qualified.
No. Anyways, he goes to these more willingly with me now. I'd be shocked because at first a lot of times I wouldn't even ask him. And now I'm like, hey, you want to go with this? And his answer be yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I was saying.
The answer is yes.
Okay, go here.
Yeah, I think that these are very good. This is why we have 40 years between all of us. the next question, before we close out, tips to improve communication. The person says we misunderstand each other a lot.
Tips to improve communication.
What are your tips to improve communication?
Okay, I'm going to throw one out. This is a good one that my friend gave me. He was not even married, and it wasn't even to marriage. He just had applied it to his life. He said one thing that's helped him communicate better is assume that the person you're communicating with has good intentions.
Mm-hmm, that's the truth.
He said a lot of times we filter things based on how we feel, what we think they might be saying. And if you assume they have good intentions and didn't mean you no ill will and approach it that way, it makes it a lot easier. And I found that in life, not just in marriage, that's good. And also, especially with me and Melissa, like, Your mind, your actual mind will make you right and make them wrong. And giving your partner more credit has been better for communication. Like, if I don't talk to Melissa and I'd be like, she did this and made me feel this way. And if I haven't talked to her about it, your mind will be like, and she did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And she never liked you. And remember her boyfriend from when y'all was 17? He still look at his Instagram. And he's still going to be in shape. Like, that's how your mind will be. Right? That's how your mind will write a book that's going to make it worse and worse and worse. But oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes, if you actually just say, we learned this, I don't remember where, must have been Love Hour. Changing the phrasing from you said this to I felt this way, it changes how things are, because Melissa can speak to how I felt or I can speak to how she felt versus what she actually said. Because a lot of times we interpret things based on how they make us feel, especially me. I will rewrite what she actually said based on how it makes me feel. And my mind will overwrite those words and say, you said X, Y, and Z. Melissa's really good about this. She'd be like, actually, what I said.
I say, Kev, you do that with us.
I do that. One thing about me, I am the same yesterday, like, today, forevermore.
The same version.
Whatever I felt, you said this verbatim. And you, and you, and you, and Josh, and Mel, and the babies, and the dog.
Why am I in it?
But, I think that has been very helpful for me communication-wise.
Very good.
I've said this before, and I'll say it a million times. I give this advice to people all the time because it's the best advice out there my therapist ever gave me, especially concerning us, is a lead with your soft emotion. She said people are not trained to take on other people's hard emotions. So if somebody comes at you and they're like, I'm mad at you, the other person is already going to jump onto the defense.
Yeah.
Because you, it feels like an attack, and we're not trained as society to just set and take the attack a lot of time in a way that's actually going to be constructive. Mm-hmm. We either become a doormat, or we get on the defensive and don't hear anything. So getting before, a lot of times, if we're not having to deal with it in real time, if I give myself the chance to actually process how I'm really feeling for him, Marcus, it's so much easier for him to take on what it is. So instead of me being like, I'm mad, I can feel, I can say, you know, I felt really rejected by you when you said this thing. And it's easier for him to be like, oh, snap. Okay, yep. That wasn't my intention. This is actually what my intention is, versus me just trying to transfer my hard energy onto him, because that just usually is not going to work. So I suggest everybody get that daggone emotion wheel.
Oh, that was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I really be looking at it and be like, well, which one of these am I feeling at the center? Yeah, it's true. I am mad. It is true. I am angry. But let me get to the real specific thing that I'm feeling right now. And it's best that I communicate. Like, I feel used. That he's about to drink my drink and not even ask me. Discarded.
Oh, I love this.
Huh?
Take a big sip too, Marcus. See what else you feel after that.
I don't feel anything.
And where is it? And where is that in your body?
No, it would have been in my mouth. But now it's in his. Yeah. Now it's in his. But yeah, I use that with my kids. I try to use that with... I'm annoyed. So yeah, you don't just use this in this relationship.
The other thing about that takes more work. It does. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to say you pissed me off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It takes more patience, time, and introspection to say you made me feel this way when you did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to dig in, because sometimes you got to be like, why did I feel this way? Because sometimes it actually has nothing to do with your partner.
Correct.
It's how you
perceive things,
childhood trauma, see the world, something that happened to you earlier that day, you were already irritated, and now you put it on them. Mm-hmm. And that requires more self-work. And that's the thing about relationships. People greatly underestimate how much work it takes to even be in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, like, my dad didn't show up to a lot of things that he said he would show up to, so I spent a lot of time looking back at the door, waiting to see if he would show up. So now, if Marcus is, like, really late to something, I get overly annoyed, even if it's not really late. He could be 10 minutes late,
mm-hmm.
because I feel myself looking at the door often, which takes me back
to
young Angel staring at the door of someone who was never going to show up.
And you're doggone right.
Listen.
I did the same thing with Melissa. I had to dig deep for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, you don't never be there. And she'd been there more than my own family was there. And then you just be like, you need to be at all my stuff. She's like, I have my own thing I want to do. Who going to play for the little boy? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who going to come to my basketball game?
You got
to
fix for that.
Like, hey, man, we're 38 now. You just had a meeting in Hollywood. I got to pick them kids up.
Okay.
But who going to cheer for me? Who going to cry for the little boy?
Stop doing that, man, like that.
So what is that movie? Antoine Fisher. Who's going to cry for the little boy?
The little boy, yeah. Derek Luke's list. Yes. He's showing up.
Who's going to cry for the little boy?
What's your advice, Melissa?
What was the question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, communication.
Yeah.
I've deleted it. Now I have to remember. My advice for communication outside of everything you guys just said, absolutely 100% agree, is to get a therapist.
Mm-hmm, come on.
And the reason why is because having a third party to interpret what you are trying to say that you just know you are saying, but you are missing the mark somewhere, is often extremely beneficial.
Uh-huh. It's the difference between eating a coffee bean and putting it through a coffee filter and drinking coffee. <Yeah. clears throat> A coffee bean, just biting it, not that good.
No.
Don't taste good.
Bitter.
But that therapist, boy, ours is a woman. She going and be like, now let me take that and process it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give it to Kev. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, because I'm about to bite that bean.
Yeah.
I'm about to bite that bean.
Yeah. She does most therapists should be trained to do that, but it is very very, very helpful to have that person kind of take your words and then retell it. It's also helpful for your partner often because they've heard you say it 3,000 times the wrong way, which is going to make them hear what they you didn't say and maybe something you said before and bring all this other stuff. So having that other person there to kind of like play that go-between. And what our therapist actually does is also really helpful. Is after you say it, then she says it. She'll say, now you tell him.
She'll say what you said. What I'm hearing is this. Yes. Is that correct? Yes. Yes. Now you tell him. Girl, I done said it, and we looking at each other on the Zoom.
Yes. She's like, no.
Say it again.
Say it again. Turn to him.
I'd be like,
and say it again.
What I have said is who gonna
and it comes out completely different. Yes. It really does. It comes out completely different. So I definitely highly recommend getting that third party. I'm just gonna add a little like asterisk to the third party, right? Maybe not have it be your pastor.
Oh, yes.
Definitely not have it be your damn pastor.
Unless they are professionally trained. And I mean, listen, God does a lot of things, right? And he is supernatural and he can bestow a lot of anointings on people. I believe it to be true. But there are also skill sets and interventions that professionals learn out of a book and they take a test. And then the state says, yes, you are good enough for this.
It's our audience, we know y'all pastor didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm just that's no shade or disrespect to the anointing they really, your pastor
they
have
the best intentions.
They do.
They are just trying to help. And I said this all the time. I want to give them some grace a lot of times.
I'm giving the grace.
No, I am. Because they're like, man, I don't know. I'm just trying to help. They're doing the best they can. But the mother folks went to school. And sometimes they ain't even good.
Yeah.
So the old pastor is a preacher.
Yeah. Hey, look, hold up. Somebody just said it. Cook said, a non-religious pastor is so underrated.
A non-religious therapist.
Therapist, yeah.
I was like, I'm not religious.
Think about God is who needs him. I don't know.
No, not anti-religious, but non-religious. No,
like, I agree because sometimes that I love God too. I love him.
But
I need
we need
got to pray. I did that.
A full educated, specifically driven point of view of what this fool said and what this fool said and make it make
because
sense to each
I
other.
I need carnal tools. And if you're only giving me spiritual ones, no, but in the carnal flesh, I'm about to fight this. Correct. So you're going to have to help me with the carnal.
So you got to pray for your husband. That's what's wrong with you.
I'm going to pray for him, and then I'm going to beat his ass. Yeah. So I need
and
help.
Now you're cussing. That's the devil already in you. Now get back in the kitchen and make his play.
For real, you need that the education be coming through.
Yeah. What I was about to say is that somebody, Ernestine, said, this episode of The Love Hour is amazing.
They were pissed when we stopped that too.
Sorry, y'all do that to them. Y'all be like, look at this, how
I'm
fun
on my
it is.
J. Cole.
I'm on my
Shonda
Rhimes.
Y'all build a restaurant, make the best dessert, and then close.
Shonda Rhimes. Don't fall in love with no characters because they're gonna die in the next episode.
They're like, where's our Grey's Anatomy? And you're like, you're not gonna find it here.
Sorry. You got something we can close out.
I did a lot of talking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. We can
communication.
Come on, babe.
Just be open.
Yeah, just be open. That's good, Marcus.
People say be open and honest, but if you know your honesty is going to come off the wrong way, take time to think about it or do it through a third party.
Because listen, you can be honest and kind.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't have to be blunt.
No, it don't.
And rude and set with frustration. You can find. Melissa told me this one time in our marriage, and I said, "You, Kevin, you get it together right now." And I grabbed my own shirt and I yoked myself up.
Mm-hmm. You wrinkled it
too.
She
said, "No," and that's what I did. I took my own lunch money. She said, "If you love me, you can take some time to find out a nice way to say this. You won't have to just come at me crazy and just give it to me cold cut raw."
Right.
And stop hiding behind one. That's just how I am. I just like to keep it real. That is a bullshit. Lazy excuse for not taking the time to say something kind.
Right.
You don't do it at work.
Yeah,
come on. You give a lot more consideration than the person that you love.
And then you get pissed off
most.
At work and then come 100%. Give it to your spouse. Straight gasoline, no filter.
That coffee bean.
You give them that coffee bean, you'll be biting it.
And
you
I want
put it
some sugar and some milk in that thing, stir it up, and make a pretty little foam decoration.
Man, I don't even want to taste no coffee when I'm done with it.
I know I
actually hate the way coffee tastes, but
I need hazelnut to mine.
Exactly. Because if you make it taste good, I'll still drink it. I'll digest it. And I'll be grateful, actually. I'll be like, thank you so much for this delicious drink you made me.
Ooh, was this coffee at some point in time? Y'all giving people beans with dirt in it. Take this coffee and shut the hell up. Hey. Do you love me?
No, yes no. or no?
Keep my commandments.
And that's all I got to say about that.
I knew that's what you was going to do. I knew that's
Marcus,
what you were going
to do. Marcus, you are so crazy.
I knew that's what you're going to do. All right, that's it. That's all. We see y'all next week.